This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A dramatic moment unfolded in the murder trial of Utah Children's Grief author Corey Richens as her alleged handyman lover broke down in court while testifying. Robert Grossman, 43, an Iraq War veteran, took the stand Wednesday and described a series of intimate text messages exchanged with Richens just weeks before her husband's death in 2022. According to testimony, less than a month before her husband, Eric Richens, died, Corey Richens sent Grossman a message asking, "If I was divorced right now and asked you to marry me tomorrow, you would?" Grossman replied, "Yes, in love with Y-O-U, of course I would." Prosecutors say the messages reveal the pair discussing a future together. In another text shown to jurors, Richens allegedly wrote that life would be perfect if her husband could just go away and you could just be here. Richens muses about purchasing a mansion with Grossman, living in the guest house, and renting out the main house as an event center. Richens suggests they hang out every day on a little farm and raise her children. As the texts were displayed in court, Grossman became emotional and wiped away tears. During his testimony, Grossman also described a troubling conversation he had with Richens just days after her husband died. He told jurors she asked him if he had ever killed anyone, referring to his military service in Iraq, and questioned him about how it made him feel. Grossman said at the time he had no suspicion that Richens might have been involved in her husband's death. Prosecutors allege Richens killed Eric Richens in March 2022 by slipping four times the lethal dose of fentanyl into a Moscow Mule cocktail she prepared for him. Additional charges accuse her of a previous attempt to kill Eric by spiking his sandwich with fentanyl a month earlier on Valentine's Day. After his death, Richens went on to self-publish a children's book about coping with grief, saying it was meant to help her sons and other children deal with the loss of a parent. Prosecutors argue Richens planned the killing in hopes of starting a new life with her lover and believe she would inherit her husband's estate, valued at more than $4 million. Her defense team, however, maintains that Eric Richens died from an accidental overdose. They say it's unclear how Eric ingested the drug and that investigators did not thoroughly test the drink's cup for evidence. Corey Richens has pleaded not guilty, and the trial continues. More crime and justice news after this. The nation is carefully watching local election races in California and Arkansas as a convicted sex offender and alleged murderer run for public office. In California, a registered sex offender running for city council held a press conference near an elementary school last week. Renee Campos, 41, who has sought the Fresno City Council's District 7 seat, has a 2018 conviction for possessing child sex materials. On Friday, Campos held a press conference outside St. John's Catholic Church, which is across the street from Big Picture Academy. School officials say they are exploring their legal options, as Campos' proximity to the school absolutely violated the law. Campos pleaded guilty in 2021 to the child pornography charges and was sentenced to 2 years probation. While Campos has not formally filed to run for city council, Assemblywoman Esmeralda Soria of Merced introduced a bill on Tuesday to prevent registered sex offenders from running or holding local or state office. Meanwhile, Campos described the move as institutional overreach. He went on to explain that he chose to hold Friday's press conference outside of a church as it's a symbol for rehabilitation and forgiveness. Campos has until the end of the day to formally file to have his name on June's ballot. In Arkansas, a man accused of killing another man who allegedly kidnapped and raped his 14-year-old daughter in 2024 won a primary election for county sheriff. Aaron Spencer reportedly shot Michael Fosler, 67, after discovering him in a car with his daughter. Despite being charged with Fosler's second-degree murder, Spencer won the Republican nomination for Lenoke County Sheriff, winning 53% of the vote. The girl's mother said on Facebook that there was an active protective order against Fosler as he was accused of stalking and raping her daughter months before the October 2024 shooting. Further, Lenoke County Police confirmed Fosler's July 2024 arrest for internet stalking of a child and sexual assault. The victim's mother said they were unaware their daughter was back in contact with Fosler, who was free on bond. Spencer's trial was expected to begin in January, but it was delayed after the state Supreme Court removed the presiding judge. The state Supreme Court also dismissed that judge's order, which limited the public's access to the trial. Spencer cannot serve as sheriff if convicted of murder. A hearing to reschedule his trial is scheduled for this month. Lenoke County Prosecuting Attorney Chuck Graham says Spencer's trial will begin in late April or late June. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office in Texas released an image of a truck belonging to Nicole Nikki Winder, a 53-year-old who has not been seen since February 25th. According to the Sheriff's Office, police located the 2025 white Chevrolet on an oil pad site off FM 974 north of Highway 21 on Wednesday after it had been torched. Police said Winder was last seen at around 3 p.m. last Wednesday, leaving her place of employment in Bryan. Law enforcement are encouraging residents near the 1900 block of FM 974 to check security and game cameras for footage on February 25th between 3 p.m. and 4:15 p.m. On Monday, police expanded their search to include the surrounding areas. Meanwhile, the Texas Department of Public Safety issued a statewide clear alert for Winder after loved ones said they were concerned for her safety. Winder is described as 5 feet 7 inches tall and about 130 pounds with green eyes and blonde hair. She was last seen wearing a dark gray shirt and pink pants. Police ask anyone with information to contact their local law enforcement or the Brazos County Sheriff's Office at 979-361-4900. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.